Get a briefing before you fly around the Gulf Coast. Spirit Airlines pilots are out on strike indefinitely. And getting UAVs and manned aircraft to get along. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, June 15th, 2010. TFRs will continue popping up today as President Obama tours oil-stricken beaches in Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. The easternmost of the TFRs expires at 2:15 p.m. this afternoon. Check with a briefer before you fly anywhere in the area. F-15 crews have had enough practice lately. Spirit Airlines pilots apparently were still pretty hot after their cooling down period. The airline has had to cancel flights following Saturday's walkout, and there's no word of an end to the strike. The Airline Pilots Association released a statement saying that pilots, quote, will not return to the cockpit until a fair and equitable contract is negotiated. Pilot negotiators agreed to extend the strike deadline twice in order to review final proposals put forth by both parties to keep the airline running. In the end, both sides could not reach an agreement, unquote. ALPA notes that the strike comes after nearly 4 years of contract negotiations. The U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory has awarded a 3-year, $9.8 million contract to Boeing to further develop and demonstrate technologies that will enable multiple small unmanned aerial vehicles to coordinate with each other, along with a manned airborne control station, to more safely and effectively carry out intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions. It's called the Fox Hunt Multi-Small Unmanned Aerial System Cooperative Control Demonstration. And no, that doesn't spell anything cute as an acronym. Boeing says the point is to demo the interaction of UAVs and manned aircraft. Patrick Stokes of Boeing Research and Technology explains, quote, it's part of a grander vision outlined by the Air Force Research Laboratory to include the air launch, command and control, and airborne recovery of unmanned aerial systems, all from an airborne mothership, unquote. Up next on ANN, Integra 9.1 gets its TSO. The Gulfstream G550 wins approval in the United Arab Emirates. And the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter beats a deadline. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for June 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Avadyne reports that Integra Release 9.1 has received its TSO and an STC. This unlocks most of the features previewed at the AEA show in April, as seen on Aero TV. The headline feature is FMS Preview, which allows fast-forwarding through a flight plan to see it play out on the display. FMS Centered View is a fourth map view, which centers the map on any selected waypoint in the flight plan and includes the ability to view weather anywhere along the route. Enhanced vision will be fully implemented once third-party software is STC'd, which Avadyne says will enable field upgrades. The United Arab Emirates General Civil Aviation Authority has given Gulfstream type certificate validation for the Gulfstream G550 and G500. The approvals allow operators to register the business jets in the Emirates, joining EASA and 16 other countries in which the jet can now be registered. The G550 features twin Rolls-Royce BR710 engines, has a max speed of Mach 0.885, and a range of 6,750 nautical miles. The plane has established almost 40 city pair speed records. The derivative G500 offers the same engines and max speed, but with a lesser range of 5,800 nautical miles. Lockheed Martin has been saying that the government's estimates of delays and overruns in the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter development program are overly pessimistic, and there's evidence that at least some of the testing is on time or better. BAE Systems, a subcontractor to Lockheed, says full-scale static testing of the conventional takeoff and landing variant has been completed with zero structural failures, 5 months ahead of schedule, or in less than half the time of legacy programs. During testing, the strength and stability of the aircraft structure were verified to 150% of design limits, or 13.5 Gs, with 174 critical load conditions or pressures applied to the airframe to evaluate its structural integrity. Testing was accomplished in 295 days, beating the record established by the F-35B short takeoff and vertical landing static test program. Mick Ord, BAE Systems Managing Director for the F-35 program, praised his team for the effort, but added, quote, "The test results demonstrate that the F-35 has a fantastic airframe." Still ahead, NASA works to help keep kids sharp over summer recess. A woman claims she was drugged and robbed on a Continental flight. And another original Tuskegee Airman has gone west. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation, the Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, June 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Last Thursday at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden kicked off the agency's new Summer of Innovation initiative. The program will engage thousands of middle school students in STEM disciplines during the summer months, when many students experience what's known as the summer slide, or a loss of skills acquired during the school year. About 250 middle school students from the Los Angeles area participated in the kickoff festivities, which included an opportunity to interact with astronauts, NASA scientists, and engineers. Administrator Bolden commented, quote, "I hope that by getting these students involved in NASA's missions and programs now, it may pave the way for a new generation of scientists and engineers, which is critically important to our nation's future," unquote. A woman on a flight from Israel to New Jersey claims she was drugged by the person sitting next to her, who then stole expensive jewelry out of her purse. The woman claims the woman sitting next to her spiked her soda, then lifted some expensive Swarovski jewelry. The Port Authority of New York confirms that the woman filed a report on Sunday, which was forwarded to the FBI. Fox News reports that the incident happened on a Continental flight from Tel Aviv to Newark. The FBI is not commenting on the case, and Continental says it does not have a record of the complaint. And finally, ANN has learned that retired Lieutenant Colonel William H. Holloman III, an original Tuskegee Airman, passed away on Friday at Valley Medical Center in Renton, Washington. He was 85 years old. The veteran, who was affectionately known as Uncle Willie, was a member of the Sam Bruce Chapter, Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated in Seattle, and numerous aviation associations. He was a graduate of Class 44H SE. He faithfully served TAI for over 20 years in the capacity of chairman of the Harry A. Shepard Research Committee. The greatest generation is leaving us. Remember to say thank you whenever you get the chance. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my interview with Blake Estes of Eagle R&D from Rotors Over the Rockies. Blake not only manages the factory which builds the Helicycle helicopter kit, he also has his own helicycle under construction. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.